hello, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and if you've been with us before, then you know that the premise of the program is that I have a couple of turntables, a big stack of 78 RPM records, and we sit back and listen to them. It's really as simple as that. On today's program, I've got a nice assortment of records, I think. Some 20s dance bands, some big bands from the later 30s and early 40s, got some country vocalists, and we've even got an English madrigal by Orlando Gibbons later on in the program. But let's go ahead and get started with a Brunswick 78 that was recorded in New York on September 25th, 1928. This is the popular band of Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra. Ben Burney's Speed Boys are credited with singing the vocal. This is Brunswick 4085. The tune is Rhythm King.
Listen to the Rhythm King. Listen to him play that thing. Oh, la 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 da da la, he's some sensation. Listen to the saxophone playing on a minor tone. Oh, wah wah da dee wah wah, sweet syncopation. He makes you rock like a chair. He's off the air. It's just like wine. Quiver and shake. He takes a break. Wrinkles off your spine. Dreary music so intense. All your feelings in suspense. Oh, lord, 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 listen to the Rhythm King. Go put your best clothes on. Time we were out and gone. Got to show you that uptown cabaret. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. They got a band that has a master of blues and jazz. Got to be there when they start to play.
Pretty hot stuff from Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra. Wonderful vocal, too, from Ben Burney's Speed Boys. Somebody was obviously listening to Paul Whiteman's Rhythm Boys. That was recorded September 25th, 1928, in New York City for the Brunswick label, Rhythm King. Up next, I have a pair of Victor 78s for you, starting with one by Ruby Newman and his orchestra. Ruby Newman, popular bandleader back in the 1930s, who's perhaps not so well remembered today, but I like his records, especially those from early on in his career, from the very early 1930s, which is what we'll listen to in just a moment. Ruby Newman had something of a society-type dance orchestra in the 30s and 40s. He also served for a time as music director of CBS Radio and was also vice president of the Columbia Broadcasting System for a time. He was close friends of Franklin D. Roosevelt's family and performed often at the White House during the Roosevelt administration for parties and things. Ruby Newman died in 1973 at the age of 70. We'll hear his orchestra play a tune called So Ashamed that was written by Benny Davis and Milton Ager. Gordon Graham is the vocalist. The record was made July 25th, 1932. After that, we'll hear from Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, Baby, Oh, Where Can You Be? A tune by Ted Kohler and Frank Magin, recorded June 25th, 1929. And I just love the sound of Rudy Valley's Connecticut Yankees. There's just a lilt to the music that is unlike any other outfit of the time. So first, let's not confuse these. Ruby Newman, followed by Rudy Valley, a pair of Victor records. Here you go. So Ashamed.
Thank you. like this don't hold much bliss for one as lonely as me.
Really nice record by a singer that I like, Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, Baby, Oh Where Can You Be, recorded in New York City, June 25th, 1929, issued on Victor 22034. Before that, Ruby Newman and his orchestra, Victor 24073 from July of 1932, So Ashamed, with Gordon Graham singing it. And that was a lovely high-fidelity recording. For a time in 1932 and 33, the Victor label was experimenting with hi-fi recording. The story I've heard, though, is that they abandoned it because the records wore prematurely on the equipment of the era. All that high-frequency information in the grooves just wouldn't hold up to repeated playings on steel needles and heavy tone arms, so they dumbed the quality back down, so to speak, and wouldn't reach that level of high-fidelity recording again until probably the 1940s or early 50s. But great, great stuff. Up next, I have a record by the Sam Patterson Trio. This is an Edison Diamond disc recorded September 18th, 1925 in New York City. I was so happy to find this record a few years ago because Sam Patterson is an interesting figure. I don't claim to know a lot about him, but I can tell you that he is originally from St. Louis, Missouri, born there in 1881, and he became a vaudeville performer in the late 1890s and on through the 19-teens and 20s, really, was active in vaudeville. But more than that, he befriended a number of famous ragtime composers, including Louis Chauvin and Scott Joplin. And Patterson had quite a few dealings with Joplin and is alleged to have helped Scott Joplin orchestrate his opera Treemonisha in the mid-19-teens. Sam Patterson made only a couple of records. I'm not sure this might even be the only one, but what a treat to get to hear one of Scott Joplin's colleagues in the flesh, so to speak. So we'll hear the Sam Patterson Trio, and they're singing a song that was, believe it or not, quite new at the time. In fact, this may even be the first recording of it. Everybody knows it now, though. Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Yes. After that, we'll hear the Shannon Quartet, a Victor 78 from the following year, June of 1926, another old-time tune, The Sidewalks of New York. But first, here's the Sam Patterson Trio, Old MacDonald.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O, with a chick-chick here and a chick-chick there, here, chick, there, chick, everywhere, chick, chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O, with a quack, quack here and a quack, quack there, here a quack, there a quack, everywhere, quack, quack, chick, chick here, a chick, chick there, here a chick, there a chick, everywhere, chick, chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had some turkeys, E-I-E-I-O, with a gobble gobble here and a gobble gobble there, here a gobble there, a gobble everywhere, gobble gobble crack crack here, crack crack there, here crack there, crack everywhere, crack crack, chick chick here, chick chick there, here a chick there, chick everywhere, chick chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some hogs, E-I-E-I-O. With a honk honk here and a honk honk there, here a honk, there a honk, everywhere a honk honk, gobble gobble here, gobble gobble there, here gobble there, gobble everywhere, gobble gobble, quack quack here, quack quack there, here quack there, quack everywhere, quack quack, chick chick here, chick chick there, here chick there, chick everywhere, chick chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a fort, E-I-E-I-O. With a rattle rattle here and a rattle rattle there, here rattle there rattle everywhere, rattle rattle honk honk here, honk honk there, here honk there honk everywhere, honk honk, gobble gobble here, gobble gobble there, here gobble there gobble everywhere, gobble gobble, quack quack here, quack quack there, here quack there quack everywhere, quack quack, chick chick here, chick chick there, here chick there chick everywhere, chick chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a still, E-I-E-I-O. With a drip, drip here and a drip, drip there, here a drip, there a drip everywhere, drip, drip, rattle, rattle here, rattle, rattle there, here, rattle, there, rattle everywhere, rattle, rattle, honk, honk here, honk, honk there, here, honk, there, honk everywhere, honk, honk, gobble, gobble here, gobble, gobble there, here, gobble, there, gobble everywhere, gobble, gobble, quack, quack here, quack, quack there, here, quack, there, quack everywhere, quack, quack, chick, chick here, chick, chick there. Here, chick there, chick everywhere, chick chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a wife, E-I-E-I-O. With a gimme, gimme here and a gimme, gimme there. Here, a gimme, there, gimme everywhere. Gimme, gimme, drip, drip here. Drip, drip there. Here, drip there, drip everywhere. Drip, drip, rattle, rattle here. Rattle, rattle there. Here, rattle there, rattle everywhere. Rattle, rattle, honk, honk here. Honk, honk there. Here, honk there, honk everywhere, honk, honk, gobble, gobble here, gobble, gobble there, here, gobble there, gobble everywhere, gobble, gobble, quack, quack here, quack, quack there, here, quack there, quack everywhere, quack, quack, chick, chick here, chick, chick there, here, chick there, chick everywhere, chick, chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Casey's old brown wooden stoop. On a summer's evening, we formed a merry group. Boys and girls together, we would sing and waltz, while the guinea played the organ on the sidewalks of New York. East side, west side, all around the town, the tots sang ring a rosy, London bridges falling down. Boys and girls together, me and Mamie Rourke, tripped the light fantastic on the sidewalks of New York. Johnny Casey and little Jimmy Crow, with Jakey Krause the baker, who always had the dough. Pretty Nellie Shannon, with a dude as light as cork, first picked up the wall step on the sidewalks of New York.
East side, west side, all around the town, the tots sang ring a rosy, London bridges falling down. Boys and girls together, me and Mamie Rourke, tripped the light fantastic on the sidewalks of New York.
East side, west side, all around the town, the tots sang ring a rosy, London bridges falling down. And there were boys and girls together, me and Mamie Rourke, tripped the
the light fantastic on the sidewalks of New York.
What a lovely record by the Shannon Quartet. That's The Sidewalks of New York, recorded June 17, 1926, Victor 20128. Incidentally, the Shannon Quartet also went by the name of The Revelers when they were singing more jazz-inspired pop tunes. On Columbia Records, they recorded as The Singing Sophomores. They also appeared on the Brunswick label as The Merrymakers. Very busy singers, those guys. Before that, the Sam Patterson Trio, Edison 51644, from September 18th, 1925. A whole lot of choruses of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. But interesting, not only for being an early recording of that famous tune, but also Sam Patterson, as I mentioned, being a colleague and contemporary of Scott Joplin. Back when I started collecting records as a kid, one of the earliest LPs I remember finding was a made-for-TV album compilation of records by Slim Whitman. I was always a little turned off, to be honest, by the photograph of Slim Whitman that appeared on the cover. He had a pencil mustache that made him look, to me, slightly sinister. So I didn't play it that often, and eventually I think I got rid of it. But Slim Whitman, fairly popular for a time back in the 1950s, and then really, really popular in the 70s and 80s with the success of those TV compilations of his recordings. Allegedly, George Harrison of the Beatles was quite a fan of Slim Whitman, as was Michael Jackson, who at one time named Slim Whitman among his 10 favorite vocalists. So we'll listen to a record by Slim Whitman, this an Imperial 78 from, well, about 1954. Slim Whitman sings I Hate to See You Cry. After that, we'll hear something from Zeb Turner, a tune by Billy Briggs called Chew Tobacco Rag that dates from 1951. It's a King 78, number 950. But we'll start with Slim Whitman, and he sings I Hate to See You Cry.
I've done you wrong, and you know why. You said you loved another guy. Now I hate to see you cry. You had my love, you can't deny. I never tried to live a lie. Now I hate to see. When you told me you were through, I just kept on loving you. Though the years have come and gone, you never told me what was wrong. Now since you've gone and I've got wise, I have to stop and realize how I hate to see.
Ding.
I like to smoke my old corn pipe, but I've chewed tobacco nearly all my life. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. I even like to smoke cigarettes sometimes, but when it comes to dipping, I'll draw the line. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. If you chew tobacco, don't spit on the floor. Expect to raid in the cuspidor. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. Never had a chew in your life before. Why don't you try? You sure want more. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. Just get a big plug and bite off the end and let it run down and off your chin. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. If you chew tobacco, don't spit on the floor. Red in the cuspidor. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. You can smoke cigarettes while the sun goes down, but I'll chew tobacco and spit on the ground. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. Now all day long you can smoke your pipe, and I'll chew tobacco and spit all night. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. If you chew tobacco, don't spit on the floor. Expect to raid in the customer door. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. Ding.
What a fun record. That's Zeb Turner singing the Chew Tobacco Rag. Believe it or not, I have a friend, maybe he's even listening out in Washington State, who collects different versions of Chew Tobacco Rag. Apparently it was quite popular around 1951. That was Zeb Turner, King 950. Before that, Imperial Record number 8267, Slim Whitman singing I Hate to See You Cry. And if you detected a bit of a swish, that record is in nice shape, but it has a little bit of heat damage that causes the grooves to bend in and out just a little bit. Back to the 1920s now, and a couple of dance bands. Actually, let's make it three of them. We'll start with Waring's Pennsylvanians and a really fun tune from December of 1926 called I Love the College Girls, Victor 20378. After that, we'll hear Austin Wiley's Golden Pheasant Orchestra and one of the few records I have by that band that was recorded electrically. Their Vocalion acoustics are quite common, but the electrics, not so much. Vocalion 15333, recorded April 21st, 1926. We'll hear Honey Bunch, and the vocal will be sung by Frank Bessinger and Frank Wright, sometimes known as the Radio Franks. Incidentally, Frank Wright was the name of my grandfather, but this isn't him. After that, we'll hear Sam Lannon and his orchestra, a cameo 78, number 997, from August 20th, 1926, a tune by Paul F. Van Lone called Crazy Quilt. So three, as it turns out, from 1926. I hadn't planned it that way, but hey, they're all from 26. Starting with Waring's Pennsylvanians, I Love the College Girls.
Vassar, Bryn Mawr, Wellesley Smith, and Sweetbriar. Thank you.
funny, and they think it's funny when Papa does rave. They shoot the wicked dice, Pop hasn't got the price, all a good shame.
They ought to strop.
They like fraternities who have celebrities of football fame. Out goes the chaperone, then we can play a long game.
The snuggle system.
Ra, 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 sis, guma, sig, alf, or delta, ta. We love the collie girl.
Slickers.
They really know their roots.
We started that set with Waring's Pennsylvanians, I Love the College Girls, featuring a little bit of Polly McClintock's Popeye voice in there. That was from December of 1926. After that, it was Austin Wiley's Golden Pheasant Orchestra with Honey Bunch, Frank Bessinger and Frank Wright singing it, from April of 1926. And we finished off with a better-than-average Sam Lannon record, Cameo 997 from August of 1926, Crazy Quilt. My name is Brian Wright. You're listening to the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. If you'd like to write to me, my email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Up next, I have something quite different for you. This is a Roycroft 78 made in about 1928. The Roycrofters were a group dedicated in the 19-teens, 20s, on into the 1930s to reviving old handicraft traditions, and along with that, bringing back some old English madrigals and music of that era. And this record features a madrigal by Orlando Gibbons called The Silver Swan. Gibbons, back in the early 1600s, had been organist at Westminster Abbey, and a composer of note, although he wrote relatively few madrigals. The madrigal was more common in England in the late 1500s. It's also popular in Italy. And essentially, madrigals are short songs for multiple voices, usually, and they normally incorporate some kind of what we call word painting or madrigalism, where the words are given extra expressive quality meant to literally evoke the word they are. So if the words are all alone, maybe all of the singers drop out and you hear only one voice singing the word all alone. A famous madrigal by Thomas Wilkes called As Vesta Was From Latmos Hill Descending sings about Vesta coming down from the hill, running down, and the voices seem to be cascading downwards. The melody is going down quite quickly. That's just a real quick crash course in madrigals. The one we'll hear is called The Silver Swan. This was recorded, as I say, in 1928. Unfortunately, this record, while it looks pristine, I mean, it's really in beautiful shape, it had a terrible, terrible warp to it that meant it was unplayable at 78 RPM. So what I've done here is I've slowed the record down to 45 RPM, where I can get the stylus to track it, made a transfer, and then I've sped it back up digitally to where it should be. Unfortunately, it's a little noisy. The pressings were by Cameo Records, which did not have one of the better recording and pressing operations in the late 1920s, but I think it's still listenable. The record starts out with the narrator giving you the text of the madrigal, and because he's a little difficult to understand, I'll just read it for you here. The text is, "The silver swan who, living had no note, when death approached, unlocked her silent throat, leaning her breast against the reedy shore, thus sung her first and last, and sung no more. Farewell, all joys, O death, come close mine eyes. More geese than swans now live, more fools than wise." It's a beautiful piece. I hope you'll enjoy it. Here are the English singers on Roycroft record number 153, Orlando Gibbons' madrigal, The Silver Swan.
The famous madrigal by Orlando Gibbons called The Silver Swan. The silver swan, who living had no note, when death approached, unlocked her silent throat, leaning her breast against the reedy shore, thus sung her first and last, and sung no more. Farewell, all joys, O death, come, close mine eyes. More geese than swans now live, more fools than wise.
The silver swan.
Okay.
the booklet that accompanies the set of records from which that was taken, has this to say about that piece. Quote, "Never has music more truly expressed human emotion. The words of the Silver Swan are edged with bitterness, but the music only pours out Gibbon's lament for the decay of the great music in which he had been reared, and which had made England a nest of singing birds. He foresaw the coming of the Puritans, who all but extinguished that great music, and he used the ancient legend of the dying swan to voice his grief. As long as men and women can delight in real beauty, this enchanting madrigal, as rendered by the English singers, will be treasured as a beautiful expression of human emotion." How's that for a PR piece? Well, let's turn now to two records by Elmo Tanner. And if you have encountered any Ted Weems records through the years, you've probably seen Elmo Tanner's name as Whistler. He was the whistler on that famous record of Heartaches that Ted Weems made. But here we'll hear him first as a singer, singing Girl of My Dreams on a Vocalion 78 from November of 1927. After that, we'll hear him whistling in 1954 under his own name on a Dot 78 of Whispering. Two now by Elmo Tanner, beginning with Girl of My Dreams.
Thank you.
The original record of Heartaches with Ted Weems had been made in the early 1930s, and it became really popular for the first time in the late 1940s when a DJ played it and helped to bring it back, so to speak. 7 or 8 years later, Elmo Tanner was still trying to capitalize on the style of that record. This one from 1954, Whispering, sounds an awful lot like that Ted Weems version of Heartaches. Before that, we heard Elmo Tanner singing. The tune was Girl of My Dreams, written by Sonny Clapp. That dates from November of 1927. Well, I think we have time for one more 78 on today's stack of shellac, and it's going to be Benny Goodman and his orchestra, recorded February 19th, 1941, with one of the all-time great big band vocalists, Helen Forrest, singing it. The tune is called Yours. This is Columbia record number 36067. Here's Benny Goodman.
Thank you.
a nice way to bring the program to a close. That's Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Columbia 36067, from February of 1941. Helen Forrest singing it. The tune was called Yours. My name is Brian Wright. For the past hour, you have been listening to the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. As always, I'd like to thank you for taking this time to tune in and keep me company while we listen to these old records. I hope you enjoyed the program. If you did, maybe you'll tell a few friends, help spread the word about the Shellac Stack. Until next time, then, take care. We'll see you back here for more 78s on the next edition of the Shellac Stack. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye.